This is MSONewsSports.com. I'm Bill Newell, and we're talking with Brian LaPierre, who is a candidate for Councilor of Large, City of Lynn. One open seat for this election coming up in November. And Brian, welcome to MSONewsSports.com.
Thank you, Bill. Happy to be here.
Well, first of all, tell me about yourself, what you do, Monday through Friday, and probably some weekends as well for a job. And then we'll talk about some of the issues that have brought you to run for Councilor at Large in the City of Lynn.
Sure, absolutely. Well, you know, Bill, I was born and raised here in the City of Lynn. I grew up on Chatham Street. I was involved in Kiley Park down the street. I remember a time in Lynn when I grew up and used to live outside at the park and until dusk and being called in by my mom and dad saying, hey, come on in for supper, and I still didn't want to go. So I was a Kiley Park kid, born and raised. I went to Lynn schools. I attended the Brickett Elementary School. I then went to Eastern Junior High School, which is now known as Thurgood Marshall Middle School, and then over English High School. I'm a graduate of Lynn English High School, class of 1991, before heading over to Salem State College to do my college work. I got a bachelor's in political science over there, as well as a master's in education, and then I got a certificate of advanced graduate study, which is a CAGS degree, post-master's, and then went over to UMass Lowell, and I'm currently was enrolled in a doctorate program, which I have to return to complete my doctorate in some years. But I've got a full plate on my hands. Being a family man, I'm married to Kelly Curtin LaPierre. She's also a Lynn English graduate. We have two young boys, Owen, who's 8 years old. He'll be a second grader at the Sisson School here in Lynn. And my son Dylan's a four-year-old who's going to be starting up at the Lynn Tech Early Childhood Care Center this fall as a first-time pre-K. So we're busy with family life and now political life as well.
Tell me about your job with the AFT.
Yeah, so I work for the American Federation of Teachers coming out of, I was a former classroom teacher at both Marshall Middle School in the mid-90s, and then I taught over at English High School, where I was a teacher and assistant athletic director and head of the student council over there up until 2008. And post-teaching career, I served my union in the capacity of vice president here locally with the Lynn Teachers Union, which is a local of the state federation, the American Federation of Teachers in Massachusetts, where I currently work. So the AFT, from where I'm standing now, I became a field rep with them after leaving the classroom in 2008, working with members on the ground, negotiating contracts and processing grievances and working within our locals. We represent over 25,000 teacher members and paraprofessionals as well, which are teacher aides and clerical workers and cafeteria workers and bus drivers and the like. So a lot of work families from across the state. I could be traveling to Pittsfield one day and out to Springfield the next, and then locally here in Lynn and Peabody and Salem as well. So I go statewide. We have locals in Boston and Lawrence and Lowell. And now in my role as a political organizer since 2012 with the American Federation of Teachers Massachusetts, my role has really become trying to recruit and find candidates who are going to run for office and be very pro-public education. And that's why I decided to toss my hat in the ring this fall on the Lynn City Council level.
All right, for our listeners now and for all of us, fill us in on the race, the total race that's happening for Councilor of Large in the City of Lynn. Four seats are up for grabs for the Councilor of Large this November.
Yeah, that's exactly right, Bill. This race is sort of an off cycle. It doesn't have the mayoral race on the ballot. That's a four-year term, so Mayor Kennedy won't be up until 2017. But you still have a very important election this fall in 2015 for ward councilor, school committee, and of course my race, councilor at large. And as you indicated, there are four seats available, one of which is an open seat vacated by Brendan Crichton, who was the city councilor serving out his term and is now the state representative in both Nahant and Westland. And so that became an open available seat last fall upon his election. And I've decided to throw my hat in the ring for that race with the open seat for at large. And since there's only six candidates running for office, there are three incumbents and then myself and two other candidates seeking the four seats. There's not enough candidates right now to hold a city municipal primary. And it's going to save $125,000 for the city to not have a primary, to forego it. And we're going to have just one election one day on Tuesday, November 3rd. So that's when I'll need one out of every four votes from everyone throughout the City of Lynn.
Brian, tell me about your approach to running for councilor of large, what you're doing, who you are meeting, and what you are hearing out when you're knocking on doors or meeting people at different events.
Sure, Bill. No, I'd love to. The campaign is a very exciting campaign. We are trying to bring Lynn to life, so to speak. I do what I call a very strong and comprehensive voter engagement plan and a strategy for our campaign. That means that Brian LaPierre or my family or committee members are committed to walking every neighborhood, walking every street, as you indicated, knocking on doors, talking to residents about listening and learning about from residents what they want in Lynn, what the approach may be. So I'm really a neighborhood-focused person. I like to talk with people in our neighborhoods about what we can do in terms of better snow removal, sidewalk repair, street paving, tree pruning. Those are sort of the nuts and bolts issues, if you will, that I talk to folks about in terms of constituent services. Being accessible, I've pledged to return phone calls if called by residents or when called within a 24-hour period. I'm accessible by Facebook, by Twitter, but on campaign email, my personal cell phone, and of course, I'll even show up at people's door if there's an issue and a problem that needs to be addressed. So we're really doing a hands-on campaign here in Lynn.
Showing up at a door now, is that a service that you supply, or is that a threat, Brian?
It's definitely a service. You'll have to request me if you want me to come by your neighborhood. But certainly what we're doing now is, you know, in the evenings and on the weekends, my whole campaign, my committee, we are very active. And here it is August, you know, the lazy days of August, so to speak, the hot days of August. We're still committed to talking to residents every evening. I was just down off of Parkland Avenue last night into 8 or 8:30 at night, knocking on folks' doors after a long day's work. You know, I have that chunk of time available to me where I miss my family, but I've really gotten into the neighborhoods and gotten to know what the residents want. People are looking for change. People are looking for a new approach, a different approach, and they see me as a leader in the neighborhood and their community and someone who will return their phone call. So I think that's important.
Finally, Brian, maybe some final thoughts from you on your campaign. But what are the big issues that you think are facing Lynn? What are the kind of the global issues, if you will, that you know may not necessarily be a part, you know, of the day to day of your campaign right now, but eventually they're the big issues that Lynn needs to face. And what do you see though as those issues?
Sure. I mean, Bill, what we're doing is in looking at the broader picture here post November 3rd, when I'm counselor elect, I think we've got to focus on better schools, which involve technology and direct services to the classroom and more money spent in our classrooms. We've got to do a better job in the buildings and the facilities in Lynn. We've got over 30 schools. I'm very pleased to see Marshall that's on track to open in September of 2016. We're working very hard to get Pickering to be the next middle school that needs a whole new renovation and new building. And that has just gone through the school building authority and a feasibility study has been issued. So I'm very proud of that ball starting to roll. But we need to do better in our schools. We need to do better in our neighborhoods. We need safer neighborhoods. We need cleaner streets. And the bigger, what you would call, I think, characterizes big picture items, we've got to see that Lynnway developed once and for all. The waterfront, I've lived my whole life learning about the Beacon Chevrolet property and how that's gone vacant for so many years. And it just cannot happen any longer. We've got to put together, with either through city planning or through EDIC, we've got to put in the mechanisms to be able to thrive in that region of our city and link that, connect that to our starting to bustle and hustle and bustle of the downtown area as we see new businesses start to come in. Some of the new restaurants, as people are well aware of, the RF O'Sullivan's, Rossetti's, D'Amici's, to name a few. The Blue Walks has always done very well in that area. I was just on the Lynn Ferry last night, taking it from Boston, home from work, from Boston to Lynn. That's another added addition. I'd love to see expansion of that on the weekends and some more times during the day. Big picture, you know, it's about safety. It's about safe streets, cleaner streets, better schools, and preserving our neighborhoods of Lynn.
Let me follow up on, you mentioned the Lynnway. So Lynn owns the land up beyond Lynn, up on Lynn Shore Drive, so to speak. That's on the waterfront, that the road goes right to the water. People get a great look at the ocean, look out at Nahant or out to Egg Rock or whatever. And they have the concerts in the park there at Red Rock Park.
Sure.
Now, further down on the Lynnway, however, south of that, though, it's all business on the waterfront. Now, a lot of folks may not realize it, but there is a plan to kind of make that accessible to road traffic along the water, which would be a direct change from now they've actually just repaved the Linway, right?
Yes.
But I mean,
yes.
So this is a long way out, I would imagine. But the plan is there, so it just doesn't move. Is that it?
You're absolutely right. I mean, I think with the help of the mayor, Mayor Kennedy, and Jim Cowdell's staff through economic development, you know, he's the director of EDIC. He put together a presentation with the mayor when they addressed the state of the city. On June 26th, they had a Lynn Area Chamber of Commerce event and put together this wonderful, straightforward PowerPoint that for everyone to understand and locate and see exactly what the plan is, this master plan, this development plan of the Linway. And many of the things are tied to, you know, private development, private ownership, and what they want to do or willing to do with those parcels of land that they own. But the city is being very aggressive and trying to work with all owners to develop what you call and what you characterize as, you know, walkable, mixed residential and retail space to a, you know, maybe a boardwalk component to really tie in that Lynn Shore Drive and Linway waterfront property and make it, and it is a long way out. I would say it's a 5 to 10 year plan. That's why I'm very excited about serving on the Lynn City Council so I can see that through and help my colleagues and move this city forward from an economic development standpoint and keeping taxes low in the meantime as well.
Brian, anything else that we should be aware of about the LaPierre at-large campaign?
Well, the LaPierre at-large campaign is coming soon to a neighborhood near you. You know, we are, as I said, Bill, we've been very aggressive in meeting people, and I'm available on Facebook and Twitter. And I'm just hopeful that when we get out to vote on November 3rd, that the residents, the good residents of Lynn, will check Brian LaPierre's name as a new face and someone who is educated and hands-on and ready to get to work for all of the city of Lynn. So I really appreciate the time that you've given, and I look forward to seeing you very soon.
All right, that's Brian LaPierre, Lynn, candidate at large for the councilor at large, city of Lynn. I'm Bill Newell, and this is MSO Newsports.com.